Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today we're visiting with Kristen Dalton, Miss USA. How are you today, Kristen?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in today. We're always excited to talk to our Miss USA. You know, it's almost been a full year. The night that you heard your name announced as Miss USA, what was the first thought when thinking to your year ahead?
My first thought was about flying to New York City the next day and moving into my brand new apartment. One of the things that kind of kept me visualizing taking the job as I was competing for Miss USA, I just kept, you know, picturing myself being on the plane the next morning, going to New York City. I didn't have a plan B. There were no other options. And, you know, I couldn't wait to see my family because I knew they were just going to be ecstatic. My next thought was moving to New York.
And has the apartment been everything you dreamed of?
Yes, it's so wonderful. I have no complaints. I'm so spoiled throughout the year. even it's really bad. We have a team at Miss Universe organization that, you know, really supports us and helps us out. The office is right across the street from our apartment. So if anything ever goes wrong here, we just give them a call and we're like, hey, our light bulb's out. Can someone come fix it? And they're like, I'm pretty sure you can do that yourself. It's like, well, we've been spoiled so much, we just think that someone's going to do it for us.
Okay. What's it like working for Mr. Trump?
He's a great boss. You know, he works really hard. You know, I really don't see him that much, but whenever I have, he's always been, you know, really nice and very supportive of the work that we do. And he's really supportive of the USO, and that's one of my favorite causes. Yeah, he's a good boss. It's really very inspiring to work for him, and I definitely feel like I'm held to a high standard.
And as Miss USA, you're in a very unique position of having two sister queens. What were some of the highlights that the three of you shared this year?
You know what? We have so much fun together. I think that this has to be one of the best years of three title holders together because we all get along so well, very laid back, a lot of fun. There's no drama between us. I would say one of the most fun times with the three of us as an event was probably creating our holiday video that we made for our website. We made a gingerbread house that day, and we were decorating the apartment, and we were, you know, in Christmas spirit. So we goofed around a lot. That was a lot of fun. But then we also go to dinner together, you know, some nights whenever we're free, and that's always, like, a crazy good bonding time, too.
As Miss USA, you're very recognizable. With the title and the recognition that comes with being Miss USA, what were some of the highlights of your own personal year? Travel, celebrity meetings, fashion shows, anything in particular that comes to mind that, wow, this was my highlight?
I've done so many cool things throughout the year. One of my favorite is learning how to salsa and being able to perform in World Salsa Congress. I love the Latina culture. I love to learn to speak Spanish, and I love to travel. And so I wanted to be able to pick up salsa so I could social dance. And so I took a few lessons, and during those few lessons, I realized that I absolutely loved it, and my instructors thought that I was pretty decent. So they invited me to perform at what's called World Salsa Congress, when 45 countries from all over the world come to New York City to perform. And I got to be the closing number, which was a really huge honor, especially being American, full-blooded American. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun, like, working with these instructors because they're the best in the world. Just the opportunity, the honor to be able to perform on that stage at such a high-caliber event was definitely once in a lifetime and something I would be really proud to tell my children one day.
It is. Actually, in fact, I know that you keep us updated on that on your daily blog.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of daily, what's your average day like?
Well, I'm sure you know that we don't really have an average day, but if I had to put one together, we wake up early, go to the gym, work out with our trainer. We'll do, you know, weightlifting and then maybe cardio. Then after that, we might have a phone interview or a TV interview. Then we'll go to the office, meet with Paula, she's the president, or anyone from the creative or talent department on upcoming events that we have throughout the week, things that we need to work on, that kind of thing. We'll do, you know, write thank you notes, fan mail. I work with breast and ovarian cancer, so I will go volunteer at Gilda's Club in their office or visit a hospital to speak about, you know, raising awareness, or I'll go visit a school and speak in a classroom about achieving your dreams, setting goals. And then maybe later on that evening, we'll have a fundraising gala or a fashion show, or maybe we'll be traveling for a week.
Very busy.
Yes.
Now, if I am not mistaken, You appeared on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, correct?
Yes, sir.
How'd you fare? You do well?
I was smarter than a fourth grader. Gotcha. Well, I actually studied a lot for that thing because everything I do, I take really seriously, and I work really hard to do the best I possibly can. But being on there as, you know, a beauty queen and a blonde, you don't want to do bad. And so, you know, I wanted to represent pageantry and this universe organization, beauty queens, well. So I studied really, really hard. I took it very seriously, and I'm so nervous. Those are some hard questions.
As it gets farther into it, yes, they are.
Oh, my gosh. It was a lot of fun, though. Jeff Foxworthy, he helped me out. I know Paula was watching. Paula, she's very smart. She knows pretty much everything about everything. And so she knew all the answers that I was asked. And she's like, how could you not know that the Ottoman Empire was a part of Turkey? I'm like, I don't know. I just thought it was a piece of furniture.
In going forward, Vegas is coming up. Your year's nearing its completion.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to most?
I really don't even want it to end. Like, it was supposed to end in April. I was ecstatic when I found out it was pushed back a month. I was like, oh, thank God I get another month, because I'm so nervous about losing a job, losing a salary, losing a place to live, not having health insurance. It all happens, you know, all happens at once. And I don't really have a plan right now. There are some things that I'm kind of, you know, tossing around and meeting with different people, trying to figure things out. But I don't know. I guess I'm most excited about, you know, getting to see my family. But I really do love being the CSA. I love the lifestyle. I love living in New York City. I love the Miss Universe organization. So I really think more than anything I'm going to miss it. But I guess starting on the next chapter of my life is going to be exciting, but it's definitely going to be challenging too.
And saying that it got pushed back a month, what are the dates of Miss USA this year?
So far, I've heard May 16th.
That is what I've heard also. In fact, I believe that's what we've actually posted up on our website. When do you actually head to Las Vegas? Have you already planned that far ahead?
I will probably be there at the end of April.
Okay.
The end of April, beginning of May.
May's going to come up very quickly from our date here.
Hmm.
A lot of state title holders are preparing hard right now, getting ready, planning. What words of advice do you have for all those who are vying to succeed you as Miss USA?
I remember whenever I was preparing, so many people that wanted to give their advice and their opinions and wanted you to listen to them. It's hard to be in that position because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You don't want to disappoint anybody. But my advice would be to really keep your inner circle close and know the people that you can trust. You know, value their opinions, but more than anything, you know, you have to listen to yourself, because being a state title holder and being Miss USA, the leadership position, you don't want to have any regrets. So I think competing at Miss USA is once in a lifetime. You don't get to repeat it. Prepare with no regret and put everything that you have into it. So whenever you're done, no matter what the outcome is, you've grown as a person and you know that you did things the way that you wanted them to be done.
Whose advice have you relied upon most this year?
I really always value my mom's advice. I can't really do anything without her blessing. You know, I was considering dyeing my hair. I don't know if you saw that on the website.
Of course I did.
I just can't do it unless I know that I have her support. You know, there's people that you meet that you respect and you get their opinions, you know, throughout your life, but the person that's always going to be there for me is my mom.
Let's sum up the Miss USA experience in one sentence if we can.
This year has been dynamic, a year of personal growth, a year of leadership and service.
And that's excellent. And I know that each of you have your own personal cause. Again, I commend you on yours.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you would like our listeners and readers to learn from Miss Kristen Dalton, Miss USA?
You know, not everything in life is going to be easy. You know, you're going to have goals and dreams and not necessarily going to achieve all of them, but it's your attitude and the way that you handle setbacks that really develop your character and define who you are. That's what's most important in life, and eventually, you know, good things will happen if that's the way that you live your life.
I agree. And thank you.
Now today, thank you.
And again, today we've been speaking with Miss USA Kristen Dalton. Again, thank you for calling in today.